You can massage your bump at any time of day when you can find a little peace, but doing it just before you go to sleep is a lovely way to relax and unwind at the end of your day and reconnect to the amazing being that is growing inside you. You might like to read through the instructions first to get an idea of what to expect before you listen to the recording. Once you've found a quiet place where you won't be disturbed, turn your phone to silent. Get really comfortable and have your belly butter or massage wax nearby. Take time to get really super comfy with cushions for your knees so you're well supported. The most important thing is that you feel relaxed and comfortable, and that the strokes you use feel good for you and your baby. If you feel uncomfortable in your back or body at all, stop the massage and take the time to rearrange your pillows and wriggle around so that you can settle comfortably without any strain. If you feel any discomfort on your belly while you're doing the massage, then stop, deepen your breath, and just rest. Massage is generally safe and beneficial, but there are some instances when you shouldn't massage your bump. If you've taken painkillers, it might mask any discomfort. If you have any unexplained pain, if you're feverish or unwell, if you have any unexplained bleeding, well, of course, you'll go to the antenatal unit to get some reassurance that everything's okay. If you have had surgery within 6 weeks, then you shouldn't be massaging. And if you're in the first trimester, then go to a specially trained therapist for treatment, or get in touch with me and I can help you with that. Please do consult your maternity team, your midwife or your GP or your consultant if you're not sure if bump massage will be safe for you and your baby. Here are the instructions for massaging your bump. Start by placing one hand on your heart and the other hand on your lower belly and drop into your breath. Just notice how you're breathing. Let your eyes gently close or soften your gaze. And without any stress or strain, extend your out breath each time you breathe out. And notice how your body settles into stillness. So that each out breath you breathe out a little longer without any stress or strain. And with your next breath, relax your shoulders, your arms, and soften your hands. Then with your next out breath, sigh out your breath through your mouth. Soften your jaw, your tongue, your throat. Breathe in and sigh out your breath twice more. Now, breathing in to your heart, breathe in lots of love to your heart. And breathe out the love to wrap around your baby. And again, breathing in lots of love to your heart. And as you breathe out, send a river of love down to wrap your baby. Keep using your breath in this way for a few cycles to send love and see or imagine or feel a golden river of love flowing down your midline to wrap your baby. Now get some belly butter or some wax on your hands and very softly start to make big, slow, clockwise circles all round your belly, starting over your ribs in the middle and moving down to the left of your ribs, down your left side, moving from your left hip bone across to your right hip bone, and then moving right up the right side of your abdomen. Keep making these big, soft, slow circles around your belly. Have your hands flat and soft. Let your shoulders drop. And invite your belly to soften with your breath so that each big circle, your belly gets softer and softer. After a few slow circles, you can start to deepen your stroke if that feels comfortable for you. Your descending colon is on the left side of your belly. So if you're constipated, you might like to give a little more pressure there. It's right on the very edge, just between the bottom of your ribs and your hip bone. You might get it in there, just on the slightly to the front of your body. Just go with what feels comfortable for you. And this will also extend the muscles at the side of your body to give you more length in your torso, so you'll have more room for your digestion and for your baby. On the right side of the body, as you move up, that's the ascending colon, so you might like to extend some pressure there too. Just go with what feels good for you. Now, make small spirals, small circles in a clockwise direction all around your belly, going round and around and around. Imagine as you do this that your abdominal muscles are gently softening to allow more room. Go very slowly, very gently, and give a little attention to ease any sore areas or areas of scarring or anywhere really that feels good. Be guided by what feels good for you and your baby. As you continue to make these spiraling circles, imagine that you could actually massage your womb with these circles. She is an amazing organ. Send her a big smile of gratitude for holding and nourishing your baby. And know that your womb has the power and wisdom to birth your baby when your baby is ready. Now, bring the tips of your fingers to the right-hand side, just underneath your ribs. And using the flat of your fingers, make soft little circles under your ribs, starting on the right side, and very gently following the line of your rib cage over to the left-hand side. If there are any places that feel a little tight or it feels good to stay, then that's a nice thing to do. And this stroke will begin to ease your diaphragm. And all the nourishment for your baby, all the oxygen flows, has to flow through your diaphragm. So the softer your diaphragm and the more relaxed your breathing, the more oxygen and happy hormones your baby will receive. There's little circles just under your ribs. Next, come to your solar plexus. That's in the middle of your body, in the central spot, just under your ribs. And very gently, again, with your fingertips. This can be really tender, so be very respectful here. Make small circles over the skin on your solar plexus. Breathe into this sweet spot in your body. It can be very emotional, so be very, very gentle with yourself. Gentle circles. And then coming to stillness. Take a breath in. And as you breathe out, stroke very slowly down from your solar plexus down to your navel. Breathe in as you get to your navel. And as you breathe out again, stroke from your navel down to your pubic bone. And you can repeat this 3 or 4 times if it feels good for you. Breathe on an out breath, stroking down from your solar plexus to navel. Breathe into your navel. And breathe out as you stroke down to your pubic bone. And this is the line of the conception vessel. It's a deeply calming meridian to stroke. It's also known as the mother line. And soothing this area can activate healing for many of the fears and patterns we hold about being a mother. All you need to do is to breathe and hold on to a willingness to let go of what no longer serves you, any patterns that are holding you back. You might make an affirmation like, I let go of what no longer serves me, or I am the perfect mother for my baby. Find your own words if it feels appropriate. Now rest your hands on the side of your bump, just under your ribs, on your torso really, and relax your shoulders. And with an out breath, slowly slide your hands towards the middle of your belly as though you are gathering your belly in towards the midline. Then move your hands back to the side of your belly, but level with your navel this time. And on your next out breath, again, slide your hands from the sides to middle of your belly, over your navel. Then bring your hands back to the side, but a little lower, so just above or over your hip bones. And then on an out breath, slide them towards each other. And you can repeat these 3 strokes again if you like them, if it feels good for you. And you can add to this stroke by imagining that you're wrapping yourself and your baby in a supportive girdle that encircles you all the way around, right from the back of your ribs, and coming down from your ribs down to your upper thighs, covering your hips. You could imagine that your hands are shining light to create this supportive girdle. Or one of my favourites is to imagine a beautiful pair of Wonder Woman knickers in shiny gold or silver or sometimes even bright sunshine yellow that are wonderfully supportive and comfy and hold everything together. This is the moment when you can talk to your baby. Ask her what she needs to move into the perfect position for her birth. Use your intuition here to support her movement with gentle touch. This is not a time for pushing. It's a time for allowing and listening. Stay open to listening to her response to what she might need. It could be an image that comes to your mind, words, a feeling maybe, or it may come later in a dream or a story. As your hands follow their intuitive pattern and connect with your baby. Just allow yourself to go with the flow. Now, to complete your bump massage, we repeat the same practice that we started with, the heart-womb connection. Place one hand on your heart and the other on your womb. Breathe in lots of love to your heart and breathe out lots of love down to your baby. Repeat this for a few breath cycles, and maybe you'll notice now there's also a flow of love back up from your baby, back to your heart. It's a cyclical river of love flowing between the two of you. Take some time to enjoy this special connection that you're growing with your baby. Now, completing your bump massage and your time with your baby, connecting gently, bat your eyes open again if they were closed, and finally take a few breaths in through your nose and sigh your out breath out. Let your jaw go. And now you can slowly re-engage with your day or settle yourself for sleep. Above all, trust your own sense of what feels right for you, what feels soothing and safe for you and your baby. You are the expert on your body and your baby.